fuck. What is going on, man? It's your boy Crimson. We're gonna watch a video on my mentor, Sabo. I'm not gonna give you his actual name, but he's my former mentor on street art. And I'm gonna give you a little bit of history on this.
Okay, what am I doing now? I really have to come up with a good concept for what's going on with the Golden Globes. We're in my studio. It's a one-bedroom place in the South Bay. This is where I do my work. This is award season. There's no reason for me to not hit the Oscars and the Grammys and all those other fucking award shows. It's basically just them patting themselves in the back. I would like to think that everyone that's about to attend the Golden Globes is a little uncomfortable right now, because a lot of people in Hollywood did know what the hell was going on. If Meryl Streep, who like embraced him and even called him God, if she didn't know what was going on, then she's a dumb bitch. Back in the 2000 or 1999, I snapped. I turn on my television or my radio, and they're telling me I'm a dick because I'm a Republican. I just said, so who are the Republican artists out there? There were none. I said, fuck it, I'm gonna do it myself. I'm not even a conservative. I'm just not a leftist. I consider myself a right-leaning 1960s liberal. At the end of the day, we're really not defacing anything or hurting anything. We're just putting shit up. The whole point is to take photographs, document what we do, and then have it go viral, hopefully.
So to give you a little bit of history about Sabe, he and I used to talk and fucking just debate back and forth. And he'd be like, you know what, Crimson? He used to take his bottom lip and then just press it up against his lips, right? And just kind of like suck in, just. And he used to just give me the benefit of the doubt. He would say some shit and I'd just look at him like, Sabe, it doesn't work like that anymore, man. And he's like, oh yeah? Well, how does it work now? And then I would give him A, B, and C, right? Kind of like the way that the dating market is today. He was like, dude, sometimes I just want to go out there and get some side pussy. And I'm like, dude, do you know what the dating market's like today? Oh, it can't be that hard. Dude, you got fucking hypergamy, you got this, you got that, you got fucking, you know. And then he'd be like, Crimson, man, you got me. You know, that sounds hard. And I'm like, yeah, why do you think I'm not dating? Because the only pussy that I'm gonna get is bottom of the barrel. And he's just like, well, bottom of the barrel is no barrel. I just looked at him like, all right, well, fuck it. It's up to you then, dude. Well, he's a former Marine, so. Look, me personally, I fucking used to love going out in the middle of the night and just posting propaganda. I used to have a buddy in the Proud Boys. He and I used to fucking go out and just post nothing but propaganda all night long. We used to go to those, what was it? We used to go to the, okay, check this out. How about this? I'm going to give you the plot, right? So in Bakersfield, there is a main street, They have like a main, you know, like where everybody goes to get drunk and fucked up. And it's far. It's pretty far from a lot of people, but it is the main street. And think about this. Remember in the movie John Wick, The Continental? Right? There's an entire movie based on it. But what I loved about the first movie was the mystique. Excuse me. The mystique about the Continental. It was like, how do I explain it? It was kind of how do I even begin to explain it? It was just mysterious. There was unwritten rules there. And over in Bakersfield, they have a place like that. It's by the Fox Theater. And yeah, they do have a Fox Theater. And for those of you who aren't familiar with the Fox Theater, that is exactly where the Fox Channel came from. It was from the Fox Theater. Because there's one in Bakersfield, there's one in Fullerton, and there's one in Los Angeles, and there's another one in another part of town. They're called the Fox Theaters. And they're very sparse and hard to find, and architecturally, you know, they're landmarks essentially. So that bar looks like the Continental on the inside, and it looks like the Fox Theater on the outside. So it's part hotel, part theater, part bar. The one in Fullerton has a restaurant. It's an Italian restaurant. It's actually not that good, but it's decent. It's off of Harbor, and I think, I don't know, dude. I can't remember the fucking name. But it's off of their main street, the same way that, you know, the Fox Theater is off of the Bakersfield main street. So any case, doesn't matter. My point is that me and my buddy, what we would do, so we wouldn't get caught, three blocks down, we'd park the car, we'd wrap our faces, we'd put on our sunglasses. Or no, we would put on our shemags, right? We would dress like homeless men. And that was my expertise, was just shredding up the shirts, painting them like dirt, putting on some black and brown spray paint, like here and there, shredding up our pants, and then showing up, you know, looking like homeless pieces of shit. Of course, we smell like spray paint. That was like the, you know, we're breaking the rule there. What was it for shape, shine, smell, silhouette, and all that shit? Yeah, we were breaking the fucking rules there. If a cop were to pull us over, he'd be like, "What are you doing? You smell like dog shit." Yeah, we smelled bad. Like spray paint, bad. So we would go out and we would take a bottle of a Sure Grip, which was like an epoxy. No, it wasn't an epoxy. It was like a glue. It was like a watery glue. Kind of like a glue stick. And then we would spray it on the posts. And on the posts we would put, you know, propaganda. You know, do not allow immigrants, and do not, you know, bring ICE back into our system and all this other shit, right? Fuck Los Angeles. All hail Bakersfield, you know. And then we would put cutscenes of Hunter Biden, you know, getting his dick sucked by, you know, whoever, prostitute. Everybody says it's his niece. Fine, you go ahead and go with that. That would be kind of nice. That would be the fucking dream come true. But me and my buddy, we choose to prefer that it's a fucking prostitute or whoever, right? So we put pictures of fucking Hunter Biden naked with his dick out. You know, we post that everywhere. at bus stops, at fucking posts, at mail posts. We did all that shit. And me and my buddy, we would, like, after we were done posting that stuff, we would do, like, another 3 block, 4 block, 5, like, sometimes even 3 miles hike back. And we would laugh our asses off because it's like, dude, we did 3 miles, 4 miles worth of propaganda all over the place. Like an entire ream of paper of just propaganda. And we would laugh. And we would tell Sabo, like, the next morning, like, we would post pictures to him. And we would tell him, like, dude, Sabo, look at what we did, man. And he's like, it's a rush, isn't it? And I'd fucking laugh, and I'm like, yeah. And he's like, have you guys gotten caught yet? And I'm like, no. And he goes, good, keep it that way. He's gotten caught by the cops, but his propaganda is so good that the cops just let him go. Imagine that. Well, I mean, you're about to see. Hold on, check this out. By the way, the guy in the passenger seat is also a former Proud Boy. Okay, the lock on the string. Sabo and I, a long time ago, we talked about how do we hang propaganda. And I said, well, I'm a tree climber. And he said, okay, well, how do you climb trees? And I told him, we use spikes, we use spurs, we use this, we use that, we use booms, we use that. How high do the booms go? This high, that high? And he goes, if I were to hang something from this height, how would I encapsulate an entire tree? And I said, what about a parachute? And he's like, a parachute? A parachute would make perfect sense, right? A parachute would make perfect sense to encapsulate an entire tree. But how would I get the propaganda on the fucking parachute? And I told him, like, it's impossible. Because the parachutes are $1,000-some-odd on silk. And you're going to ask a company to print propaganda on the parachute? That's got to be custom made by the military. Like, that has to be done by the military. And he's like, fuck. And I'm like, yeah, dude. I mean, you can get a banner, like one of those, those Karen banners. I call them Karen banners because they're usually done by Karens, and they usually say, like, law firm of whatever, of Jerry and Meyer or whatever the fuck. You know what I mean? They're made out of canvas, and they're on the side of the road, and they're like about 4 foot long. And about 2 foot tall, those banners. And I'm like, yeah, dude, in order to get that printed on a fucking parachute, you're asking for a lot. That's a lot of money. The parachute itself, the silk itself, is pretty expensive. So he forego that fucking plan. And he was like, well, if I were to put an entire parachute over a tree, how would you get it off? And I'm like, oh, that's pretty easy. All you got to do is just climb the fucking tree. And he goes, well, no shit. Like, he looks at me like, well, duh. Why did I even think of that in the first place? And I go, why? What did you have in mind? And he goes, well, I wanted something that would be, you couldn't take it off. And I'm like, you could make it impossible. You could string ties and all this other shit. And he goes, nah, I don't really want to do all that, because the quicker I get it up, the faster I can get out of there. And I was like, okay, so you're talking about quick and dirty. And he's like, yeah. And I was like, okay, Okay. And he and I are planning, right? We're sitting there, we're drinking our coffee, and we're planning. And I'm like, what about just banners? The banners themselves, you just throw them up. You could put them up there with a stick, and you could do this, you could do that. And he goes, well, Crimson, if you could put it up there with the stick, you could take it down with the stick. And I looked at him, right, with a sincere look on his face. And I was like, that is genius. That is the smartest shit I've ever heard in my life, right? And that's what I loved about fucking Sabo. Like, he and I used to fucking talk about this shit all the time. And the lock idea, I was like, how did you come up with the lock? You tied it to a string and you just throw it. And he goes, because it's the heaviest, cheapest object you can afford. Because every time I used a rock, it would slip out of the string. In mid-flight, the motherfucker would come right out of the string. And I was like, oh. Well, that makes sense. And he goes, it doesn't matter. You tie it one way, two way, three way, four way. But the lock, it always protected the string. Because it always had a center of gravity that was above the point of impact. And I was like, ah.
What the fuck is going on? Over there, over there, over there. What the fuck is going on? Over there, over there, over there. Carabiner's out. Don't pull too hard. That's it, we're... Don't trip on the rope. Screw that car behind us.
By the way, that guy right next to Sabo, he tried to hit on his wife, and it caused like a whole fucking... Doesn't matter. Moving on.
We got all fucking day. Fuck, that's the best we can do, man. And that is a cop. Act like you know what you're doing. Shit, we're fucked. Now.
The reason I asked him, right, like, what the fuck was up with that, like, when I showed him this video, because he'd never seen this video before, by the way, like, this, like, when Vice, when he submitted this video to Vice, he had never seen this video before, and I was like, are you fucking kidding me? You were interviewed by Vice, and you never saw this video, and he goes, Crimson, do you know how many contracts I have? He just started laughing, right, and I'm like... You gotta be kidding me. You didn't take the time to watch this? Your own work? Like, you're a fucking... You know, you're a fucking master. And he goes, dude, I get tons of comments, tons of fucking emails. You better be lucky that I even email you back, motherfucker. And I was like, alright, okay. And he used to email me back, like, frequently, right? But when Vice did this video, he had never seen it before. And I showed it to him, and he goes... They got horrible shots.
Now what do we do? Straighten as fast as you can go without breaking the law. Let's hope I know what I'm doing, because I only brought this.
By the way, that's the same night he fucking almost got by the fucking police.
The reaction that I think I'm going to get is Hollywood's scared to death right now. They don't know if they should be having a party or if they should be in mourning. And when this happens, I think they're going to freak out. You pretty much crapped in their front door.
Yeah, so in any case. Hold on. Let me get a better screenshot. How about that? Fucking Sabo fucking up street signs. When it came to fucking public vandalism, I fucking loved it, dude. I missed it. It was the greatest fucking experience of all time. I'll never forget the way that I felt. propaganda, American propaganda, is one of those things that is near and dear to my heart. The Uncle Sam's, the you know what I mean? I love it, man. Guard your heart.